Blog Talk Radio.
Oh,
things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter.
God is wonderful, and don't you dare deny him. I'm your host, the Sheikh Ali Memar Akbar Abdullah Kareem, in the city of Washington, D.C., better known as Banneker Town to all revolutionaries. This yet another episode of Black Power Radio. The life and times of Stephen Loren, the boss, DJ out at Ellen DeGeneres. And we are taking a look tonight with the help of the Almighty God of all the worlds. Let's take a look at the life and the times of Stephen Loren, the boss. And I know you have a lot of good comments for us tonight and a lot of insightfulness as to what has actually happened to our brother. And let's take a look at the ratios of the suicides and the potential suicides and the actual suicides. And let's take a look at the life and the time of Stephen Loren, the boss. We're at Black Power Radio, the most informative radio talk show on your internet that could potentially be on your smartphone. And some, I can see there's a couple of dumb phones that are out there tonight. You can actually tune in with your Android, and there are at least five paranoid phones online with us tonight. So we're happy to be at Black Power Radio, and happy holidays to all of you that are celebrating a wonderful time, a wonderful season, and a wonderful Messiah, the one who was written and prophesied would come and would rise, has actually come and has been risen by the God of all the worlds, the God in which the Messiah prayed to, prophesied to man, and promised that this Messiah would come to raise us back to the teachings of Moses and Abraham, to the laws and the commandments of Moses and Abraham. And those are the words of the Christ Messiah. And we are the followers of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, the most sought after freedom fighter of this era, who was again written and prophesied that he would come and that he actually came. And so we're happy to be with you with yet another episode of Black Power Radio and the life and times of Stephen Loren, the boss, anchor and DJ at the Ellen DeGeneres Show. And we're going to just go right on into it tonight and hope that you will stay tuned to Black Power Radio. And then the more show you go, the more you know. And we'll give you more of what you actually listen to your Black Power Radio for. And then we're going to open the lines up right now and talk to one of our co-hosts this evening. Our beloved National Chief of Staff is right here in the Washington metropolitan area in the Delaware, Maryland, and Virginia. Let's go ahead and rock with our National Chief of Staff. You're live on Black Power Radio. Black Power?
Black Power, Black Power. And assalamu alaikum to all my brothers and sisters.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And Black Power.
Black Power. Freedom of death, black unity, black strength, black honor, all power to the people, black sovereignty, and yes, black supremacy. It's just that time. To be honest with our listeners, I have dedicated most of my time between balancing between family life and work life and this revolutionary life. To be honest, I don't know a lot about this brother as far as his life, but I have been paying attention in the event of his death and with the climate of society, especially, I mean, nothing has really changed except for the times and technology. We've been facing the same opposition, the same oppressor, dealing with the exact same situations as our forebears, as our parents, our grandparents, our great-grandparents, and so on. Nothing's really changed, as I said, except for technology. Sad to say that I didn't know the brother in life, but in death his name and his cries have spoken to me. And I can't help but go back to what I say about this oppressor and this devil. And it goes back to say, you know, as our parents and our grandparents told us, if they can't use your comb, don't bring them home. We have had countless brothers and sisters, both, be it they in Hollywood and outside of Hollywood, from the poorest of the poor to the richest of the richest, end up in the exact same situation when getting involved with a colonizer in a relationship. It gets to the point to where the question has to be asked, even though we know the answer, or the answers, I should say, when dealing with a colonizer in a situation like this occurs, who is to blame for this? To a certain extent, the responsibility, not so much as blame, but the responsibility has to fall in at least some part on the victim here. We all know, we are all adults, we are all blessed with common sense, and we know, and notice I said, we know the precautions and risks when dealing with this oppressor in any relationship. So I say, especially for those who make it in the industries of Hollywood, why would you even put yourself in a position to become tied to or associated with these colonizers when you know that at the slightest issue, at the slightest argument or what has the situation, whatever you want to put on it, there is a real risk factor that you might lose your life. You might lose your freedom. You might lose it all dealing with this oppressor and this colonizer. It gets to the point to where at some point we cannot blame the oppressor when we should have known better in some senses. I remember growing up, that was one of the main things that I was instilled with, was the very lesson of, son, don't get caught up with these colonizers. Don't get involved with them, at least in a relationship, because once that relationship goes south, you have the real potential of losing everything you have, and then you might even lose your life and freedom. And then even on a side note to that, especially when dealing with Hollywood, especially with dealing with the business, show business, or anything on those levels, the real threat that they pose, especially when it comes to our people. Hollywood has never spared us. In fact, Hollywood and the industry, or the business as they have called it, has taken its toll more so on the black man and black woman than it does the Caucasians, more than it does the Latino, more than it does the Asian. About the only other individual that can say that they have it just as bad as the black man and woman in Hollywood is our brothers and sisters, the red man. Black family, I'm telling you. At this point, and really before this point, We need to separate by any means necessary. You've heard me say that often, and when I say that we need to separate, I mean on all avenues. Yes, even when it comes to the sort of the position and business of Hollywood, of actors, musicians, DJs, personality, talk show personalities, news anchors. We need to separate from this devil altogether. How many brothers and sisters within the industry of show business do we have to lose before we understand this? We could go down the great line of Hollywood actors and actresses and pick many individuals who had, if they just left that oppressor alone, would probably still be around today. How many DJs, how many rap artists, how many actors had they just the oppressor alone? Had they just stayed away from the oppressor and because they have a little bit more financial freedom invested in that black company, would have done just as well or been just as successful, but they would still be alive today. There are many that you can look at. This brother's one. Hell, some of the great ones. Michael is another example of this. And Michael even stated this as much. Prince is one. Several come to mind when I think of had they just stayed away, not really stayed away, but once they got to there where they can move on their own, they should have. Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby is another individual who should have left this oppressor alone in a sense of had he built his own instead of trying to buy the oppressor's bullshit. What was it, CBS? What was the name of that company he was trying to buy? It was CBS, wasn't it? Anyhow, like I'm saying, y'all, we need to, even in the form of Hollywood entertainment, if you have the money and the success to build your own or have your own, I urge you and beg you, on any platform, in any avenue of our entertainment field, if you are there, even if you're the ones who are behind the camera, running the camera.
Yeah, the NCOS, the National Chief of Staff. Yes, that was NBC is what I believe you alluded
Right. NBC.
Yeah.
Hey, yes, you know what NBC stands for, right? Nigga, be careful. We tried to tell them. That's exactly what NBC stands for. Nigga, be careful. NBA, nigga, be aware. Again, If you're making it that big to where you can produce your own production agency or special effects or cinematographer, it is best that you do that. We need at this point now more than ever our own everything anyway. And then on top of that, make sure that everything surrounding it is protected, because it's no secret. This oppressor steals everything that he can get his hands on. And without the proper security, without the proper defense, hell, they'll steal you too, Black Power. And with that, I yield.
Black Power, Black Power. Thank our National Chief of Staff for giving us the insightfulness from the Office of the National Chief of Staff, New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, and all of those who conscious about self-defense, and those who are activists towards our self-defense, then we thank him for giving us a level amount of information that will cause us to be balanced. And far too many times we're drawn into an imbalance, and therefore something has to come to balance the scale. Someone has to step up with something you might consider to be somewhat extreme, but you must get to the middle of the road, and he is the great usher of those that are trying to get to the middle of the goddamn road. So with that said, we want to talk to our brother that's out on the front line, the chairman of South Carolina. I know he's moving on things, keeping South Carolina booming and moving and grooving. We'll talk to Chairman Ty, is right there on standby. We want to welcome you to Black Power Radio, and thank you for joining us tonight. Power to we the people.
Hey, thank you, sir. Power to the people, man. Peace, love, Black Power. Hey, I love everybody. Love all y'all. I don't know exactly what y'all talking. Hey, thank you, sir. I don't know exactly what you're talking about, man, but I know what you're talking about because at the end of the day, man, them white women, they going to fool you every time, man, and get you locked up. They going to put you into a trap. White man going to put you into a trap, have you in jail, separate you from your black family. They trying to hurt the black family structure, period, through the media, through brainwashing us. Even educational system is fucked up to where, yeah, when they had to put us together in the same schools, they made sure we wasn't in the smart classes, man. They made sure we was in the classes where we was going to be distracted. They made sure we was in the classes with the old textbooks, and they put them in the classes with the new textbooks. And at the end of the day, man, they don't want us to have what they got. But we shouldn't want to get what they got, because as we gain financial wealth, we forget something. There's something in us as people, man. Once we start to get nice cars and we get from the struggle and we get money in our bank account to get nice houses, it's something that we lose when we gain something. And I don't know exactly what it is. Mr. Otbar, he probably got more insight on what it is, but I'm going to tell you, man,
Brother Chairman,
and worrying about
Chairman,
shoes.
We're in a discussion tonight on the life and times of Stephen Lorraine, the Boss, the DJ of Ellen DeGeneres, and we're talking about the 3121, which is the assembly bill that's wrote for reparations in California, and it's being talked about in Los Angeles, in Oakland, and soon, and upcoming very, very soon, in San Diego, and this is setting the stage. But what should we be paid in reparations nationwide? And I yield my mic black to you, Brother Ty Chairman in South Carolina.
Depending on where you at, that's what would depend on how much we need to get. $223,000 in California, you can only buy 25% of a house. You can't buy a house in a nice area. You come to South Carolina, Florida, Texas, somewhere, you might be able to buy a pretty decent house, even though they have doubled in value over the last 2 years. And that's what I'm talking about in a sense, too. I just finished talking to my people over here, and we was talking about not letting a lot of the oppressors move into this area that we got in the countryside where we didn't have this. I think they gave some of my folks down here 40 acres and a mule years ago. I've heard some of the older people talk, and guess what? All the land that we got, we still got our land. And a couple white folks have wiggled their way in, but we were talking a while ago, and some people are already up on the level that I'm trying to get them to be on, and that's we're not going to be letting them move in here. We're not going to let them bring the diseases, the drugs, the police, the unfairness, the unbalanced system, all the shit that they bring, we're not gonna mix in. They truly want us to mix in with them because they know their time is coming to an end. Right now, all the minorities, the Indians, the Spanish, and the blacks, together we outnumber the oppressor. And that's one of the reasons why they're trying to mix in and gentrify every area. They want some power in every area, and they want to mix in with us because it makes them stronger. When you have a baby with a white woman, or vice versa, a woman with a white man, it makes them stronger, but our baby becomes weaker. Because, see, the sun kills them and gives them cancer, and when the sun hit our skin, it gives us vitamin D. But how much should we get? It depends on what state that you're in. If you're in California, you should get a little more. If you're in New York, you should get a little more. D.C., you should get a little more. you know, $250,000 for somebody around here, yeah, you can buy a house with that, but you're going to need other monies too, man. I'm talking about they hurt us so bad right now, man. I was talking last night, man, my whole family gone. They like, what family? I'm like, the family that I should have had. I don't have no family really, you know what I'm saying? I got a couple kids, but I ain't really got no family because they were slaughtered before they was ever born through abortion and through ideas that they came up with trying to make us be like them. Two kids, that's great. That's a great family ideal, according to them. But the family that I come from, 10 or 15 kids is what the black woman used to do. And they still cook from scratch. They still went out and hunted and gathered food. And they still worked the garden. And they still washed the clothes by hand. Now everybody lazy. We got microwaves and Hot Pockets. And don't nobody know how to cook no more. And they kind of got us to want what they have. When we want what they have, that's when we fuck up. We shouldn't want what they got, their money, their gadgets and things that we really invented and they took the credit for or whatever like that. But I'm going to tell you, man, when we gain something, we lose something. Hey, I want these reparations, but I want everybody, when we get these reparations, let's not be foolish about what we spend the money on, because I heard this about 30 years ago. If you gave everybody the same amount of money, if you gave everybody $1 million in 5 years, the same people who got most of the money now, they have the same money again. You know why? Because people that ain't never had nothing or people that's just foolish, they're going to go out and buy jewelry and cars, things that drop in value as soon as you get it, not things that gain equity. You got to invest your money in the right things. Understand me? And we know that, but we don't show that when we get money. You understand what I'm saying? Everybody know what the fuck we're supposed to be getting. Land, it goes up. Houses, it gains equity. New car, as soon as you get it, if you buy a $50,000 car, when you drive it off the lot, you only got $35,000 right there. You understand what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, man, let's fight for these reparations they owe us, man. They damaged us to the point to where, man, we hurting right now, man. Even the ones that call ourselves educated, yeah, we educated, but it's not higher education. Even when we go to college, it's supposed to be higher education. That's not higher education. That's just education. We got to step it up, people. 2023, we got to step it up. We got to step it up. If not, I'm going to have to just branch off and do something by myself. You know what I'm saying? Like I've been doing before I met y'all. And, you know, I love y'all. And I love this organization, man. But I hope everybody step it up, including myself. I need to step it up and be more organized. And I hope everybody can find out something about themselves so we don't have to create a platform for constructive criticism. I hope we can all look at ourselves and say, okay, I need to do better in this area. I need to do better with organizing and picking out a certain amount of time every day to dedicate to this organization right here, and even making donations so when it's time to move or it's time to donate to somebody like Keisha Tate's kids, 9 kids who, yeah, they had a Christmas, but not a good one, as good as it should have been, you know, because their mother isn't around, or when we want to do something like just bail somebody out of jail that fought for the cause, we got money to help them get a lawyer. Because like you say, hey, a black person get killed by a white person, they get about $1 million. What we got set up like that to fight these people, man? Are we getting anybody out of jail? The black dude in Spartanburg, South Carolina, in Emmons, the city of Emmons, that killed 5 white dudes. I'm not saying it's right, but he killed 5 white dudes. What are we doing for him? Are we feeding his family that he can't feed no more? Are we helping his mama because he used to help her? Are we putting up money for him to get a lawyer? What are we doing to help people when they fall off? We need to be doing something. But, yeah, let's get these reparations. Yeah, we need it, man, and I got some investment ideas. You know, like I tell my partners that I do business with already, hey, look, we need to everybody put $5,000 or $10,000 in together and just, you know, invest in something. I'm going to tell you, man, black people, we got most of the buying power in the United States, even though we don't got most of the money, because the oppressors, they got more money than us and they make more money, but they're wiser. I hate to say it, they're wiser with their money. And they put their money together, and they don't hate on one another when they get nice things. So you know what, man? We can stop buying stuff from white people for a week and Indian people, Arabs, Mexicans for a week and start working on these houses ourselves and working on our cars ourselves and doing everything ourselves. If we stop that, it'll crumble their organization. We ain't going to have to go out and shoot people or hurt people or come up with strategies to hurt people. Stop buying their shit. Stop making them rich. Stop wanting their material things. And that's going to cripple their shit because we power the United States. America is the breadbasket of the world. And we power the United States economy. We are the breadbasket of the world. Us black people, we buy shoes for $200, and it takes 50 cents to make them shoes. We buy the bling bing. We spend money at restaurants. We buy fancy-ass cars we really can't afford. We're doing too much to help them. So let's get these reparations, but let's remember, we're going to write out budgets. We're going to live on a budget. Hey, I guarantee you, man, if y'all ain't got a budget, get you a budget. Get you a budget and stick to your budget. And you'll see your money just start to stack and grow and somersault. And then you invest it in the right places, man, you're going to see your money do flips. You're going to say, man, all this damn time, I had all this money. I didn't realize it. I thought I needed to make more. No, you make enough. You really make more than what you need, and you can really flip your money into a lot of shit. But just be smart the way you do things, man. Like, I'm going to give y'all one quick example, and I'm going to let it go. Example, if you buy soda at work every day for, like, let's say $1.50, okay, you buy one of those a day, and you work 5 days a week. How much is that right there? Is that $7.50? $1.50 for a soda 5 days a week, that's $7.50. Go to the Sam's and buy your sodas in bulk. And then the soda price, that's $1.50 at work, then it's 50 cents. You just take it, you stick it in the work freezer, refrigerator, or whatever, and you're spending 50 cents a day instead of $1.50. And do that for a year and see how much money you save. If you smoke cigarettes, realize something. The Indian introduced tobacco to the white man as an everlasting disease. Let me say it again. The Indians introduced tobacco to the white man as an everlasting disease for stealing land, raping women, and forcing their way of life on to us and the Indians and everybody else. It wasn't meant for us to smoke tobacco. Yeah, they smoked tobacco during religious rituals and things of that nature right there, but tobacco was meant to give them cancer, which they're already cancerous anyway. And that's why they want to push their way of life on to us, to make us die from cancer too, eating pork, smoking cigarettes, all the chemicals they put in everything from toothpaste to deodorant, all of it. You know what they put in there? They put in shit to slow down your reproduction, because they cannot reproduce naturally the way we can, the way Mexicans can. They cannot reproduce as fast as black people. But keep on using their products, though, and you'll see your sperm count drop. You'll see your testosterone level drop as you eat more and more pork. Understand? So just the small things, man, just the small things daily. You know, and I'm going to let y'all, you know, I'm going to get off of here and let somebody else talk. But just loving one another and letting that spread, because our attitude is contagious. Love one another so we can just give each other that good love and study every day. Read for 5, 10, 15 minutes. You know, we ain't got to go to college, but we need to read. We need to be reading something. Put some knowledge into your brain instead of Instagram, Facebook, radio, TV. Read something, even if it's written by the oppressor and is brainwashing or whatever. We need to write shit down. We need to write more books. We need to read every day. Study up on something. You know what I mean? 2023, folks, I feel like we're going to be doing it big. I feel like everything is going to fall into place, and it's going to be right for us, man. We're going to get what we've been waiting for and wanting for years and years and years, man. So let's stick together. Let's show each other that self-love, and let's fight this thing out, man. It's time to step it up. It's time to step it up. And, again, figure out something about yourself. Me, I'm going to organize more, and I'm going to dedicate more time to the cause. Hey, I love y'all, man. Peace and black power.
Peace and black power, beloved. And we thank our chairman for helping us with the concept of moving the reparations and knowing the idealism of self will actualize when you factualize and you start backing and macking and cracking in the right way. And he's popping it off right in South Carolina. He's live on the ground. He's got the black and the brown with the black boots on the goddamn ground. And he's a serious chairman. And he's helping a great deal for the cause of black revolution at this hour. So we thank Brother Ty, chairman of South Carolina, for giving us that input. As we move on out to our National Minister of Defense, is right there live. Black Power, we appreciate you
Black
being
power.
There. Black Power.
Black Power. Uh-huh. Good evening, everybody.
Good evening,
is that my boy Black Lightning?
Yeah, Black Power. What's up,
Black
brother?
Black
Power.
Man, peace. I love y'all boys, man. What's up, bro?
Coming with the financial plan. There's the financial man right there.
What's going on, baby?
I'm listening to you. And then,
I don't make no more than what y'all make. I just got a budget I live by. I don't spend foolishly as if I'm 15 years old anymore. And, you know, that's my thing. I'm working on even more. I got some other areas I need to improve in financially. I need to stick more to my budget. You know what I'm saying? I might have spent $5,000-$10,000 this weekend. I don't know. I got to count it up. Supposed to count up what you spend every day before you go to sleep. But, you know, I've been
like
slipping on that. That's what I'm saying. We all can approve daily. Huh?
Yes, sir. And like you say, instead of buying a soda every day, you buy in bulk. Me, I just say, well, maybe I'll go for a whole month without, you know, without them.
I appreciate you.
Sometimes. Yeah. Or even them coffees, you know. Sometimes I won't hit them up at all for a month, you know, because I know them joints are expensive. Just sitting there listening to the Soul Purpose of a Panther. So I wanted to share it with everybody real quick.
The sole purpose of a Panther is to be a revolutionary in the Black African people's liberation struggle and mobilize the masses towards self-determination. A Panther must be a vanguard example at all times. In order to accomplish this great and divine mission, he must be, one, spiritually, culturally, and politically conscious, two, respectful and courteous to all people and demand the same in return, three, militant, always engaged in the war for the minds and hearts of Black people while carrying oneself in an organized and orderly fashion, four, humble, willing to release any arrogant attitudes or superior ideas of oneself, five, disciplined, willing to sacrifice your lower or personal desires for the greater good of the mission.
Sole purpose of a Panther. And I figure while we're at it, might as well go to the, we have our, wait a minute, excuse me, rocking stuff. I just throw this in before I put this out.
The topic of the night, sir, is the life and the times of Stephen Loren, the boss.
Yes, the boss.
Do you know exactly
who
that is?
Sir. And he was married to a white woman. Yes, sir. I think execution.
Let us get this out right now. Let's don't be a reactionary. Let's see if we can just talk about the subject on the airway. And the subject the airway is the life and the times of Stephen Loren, the boss, and the Assembly Bill 3121, which leads to the reparations and the cause of reparations and those meetings that have been held in California on reparations. You copy the math.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. As far as Mr. Boss, notice there that he was married. He had a white girlfriend or wife, one or the other, family, let's just say, integrated. And that goes right back to the matter at hand of a black man looking at a white woman and wind up dead, you know. And as far as our reparations, we got to get them by any means necessary. I think that they periodically will promise something or try something. We get our hopes up, but we have to, like my brother saying, take our land. You know, we have to have our own land and don't give it and don't allow them in it. You know. So, the powers that be is they, once they deny a people so long, then they're trying to light the powder keg, let's just say. it's almost like they want to light the powder keg. So, let's see what happens when they light it. Almost like those kids playing with firecrackers. Want to see what happens when they light it? They light the powder keg. So, I won't be duped. I just say that, like my brother said, we just get our own land, we keep our own land, and we keep them out of it. And I'll leave it at that. Black power.
Black power. Black power. We thank you, Black Lightning, for dropping that. And as well, we will go directly to our National Minister of Justice, who's out there, who has lots of feedback on this concept and the subject of the life and the times of Stephen Loren, the boss, and the 3121 AB 3121, the Assembly Bill 3121, connecting to the reparations at this hour. I want to bring live to the mic our beloved sister and comrade, our National Minister of Justice, Dr. Critical Race Truth Bay. Welcome to Black Power Radio. I'm so happy that you're here tonight with us. Power to we the people.
Power to the people. Greetings, Black family.
Welcome. Greetings.
We have a heavy story to cover, and it comes from the light of so-called Hollyweird, a.k.a. Hollywood. So we lost a good man last week, a very good man, Stephen Lowe, Twitch boss. Born September 29th, 1982, and met his demise on the 13th of all days of December 2022. He was best known as an American freestyle hip-hop dancer, choreographer, actor, television producer, and a television personality in general. He started coming on the scenes in 2008, and he finished second place in a very, very, I would say, youth-orientated show, So You Think You Can Dance, from 2014 to 2022. But what he's most famous for is becoming a DJ on the Ellen DeGeneres Show. Now, the Ellen DeGeneres Show has been around for nearly 20 years. And if you do remember, Ellen DeGeneres had a sitcom by the same namesake called The Ellen Show, in which her coming out, so to speak, was big, big thing back in 1996, perhaps, around that time. But what was most telling was that this happy, go-lucky, vibrant, black man from Montgomery, Alabama, decided to make his way into the dance world and probably one of the most successful dancers in history, climbing from nowhere to co-producer. And after the Ellen DeGeneres Show, he actually had plans and was a judge on the show that made him famous to begin with, So You Think You Can Dance. So it was full circle. Not only was he a fabulous dancer, but he really cared about the kids. He did a lot of charity shows in North Hollywood, dance competitions he helped. But his greatest joy was making people smile. And for somebody who's been vibrant and speak only of good things, and people say he was a light and life of the party, and how can somebody that so joyful, speaks positively, just suddenly lose his life? So when they say that he died from suicide, that's something that we have to look deeper in, Black family. What struck me as very peculiar was a lot of details concerning his so-called suicide, and I say so-called for good reason. And we're going to look into the details surrounding his death. Why did he end up in a seedy motel less than a mile away from his house? They said that he was dropped off by an Uber driver. Has anybody heard about the Uber driver? They said that on the 13th that a front desk clerk found his body on the bathroom floor. But yet, no one says, or any guest in that hotel, motel, said they heard a gunshot. So there's a lot of questions that seems to be popping up rather than answers. But what is my most telling, which we're going to expose today? The Hollywood cabal. What is it really? And does it really exist? So Hollywood, one of the breadbaskets and the entertainment capital of the world right here in Los Angeles, is a driven pool for hundreds of thousands of artists, models, entertainers that come to this city for a dream, deferred perhaps, but for every one person that actually makes it, you have thousands that are rejected, thousands that never make it. But one thing's for sure, many of you have heard, is something called the casting couch, where unfortunately a lot of young women and men fall victim to in hopes of landing that great big role. But Stephen Twitch's line did not have to end up in no casting couch. He actually was a dream come true. With his love of dance starting in Alabama and graduating, he made his way to L.A. in 2011, and he climbed up based on his talent, for real, for real. And this is rare because many actors don't ever get to be legitimate unless they compromise their morals or their values. But Twitch, as we see when we follow his journey, he actually legitimately rose to the top by his exceptional talent. And that was a rarity. So much so that one of the most powerful entertainers in the world, Ellen DeGeneres, took him under her wing, so to speak, and so-called became best friends. They often say, I love you, to each other. And just before Ellen DeGeneres' show was wrapping up, she did a heartfelt tribute of the almost decade time that Twitch spent with her. What bothers me the most is that when the news of his demise came out, why was the media, especially TMZ, so easy to dismiss it as a suicide?
I think once you...
Can you mute your line, please, while we're giving homage to Twitch? Hey.
Hey, you know what, no features, I'm going to be honest.
So Twitch started just like any other artist, but not a lot ended up in the place that he's in. So let's take a look. If you've lived under a rock, we're going to just play for you the history of his beginning to his demise, Stephen Twitch Boss.
He was found dead on Tuesday in a hotel here in L.A.
He spoke with the manager here, and he shared with us that Twitch checked into the hotel on Monday. And on Tuesday morning, he had not checked out. Checkout time was 11 a.m., so management went to knock on the door around 11:15. It was then that a housekeeper discovered his dead body in the room.
Celebrities, especially Ellen, offering tribute. Ellen wrote, I'm heartbroken. Twitch was pure love and light. He was my family, and I loved him with all my heart. I will miss him. Please send your love and support to Allison and his beautiful children.
Paranoid fear is taking all around.
So what was more disturbing was the message that Ellen DeGeneres gave. Rosie O'Donnell, you may not know who she is, but she's of the similar background, another entertainer who had a talk show, also part of the LGBT community, was best friends at one time with Ellen DeGeneres. But what was even more frightening was immediately after his death and the fans, and God bless the fans, nothing's better than the internet detectives, because they know and we know that something just does not seem right with this brother's death, that immediately they wanted to dismiss it as a closed case, that His death was something that was so tragic that he was battling demons, right? Mental health is real. Those are the captions that they spread throughout the media, that he was going through some internal problems. While that can be true, we're going to share with you some of his last posts, which was telling into the direction that this brother was headed to. But first, we have to expose the first person that we feel has something to do with his death. Now, these are researched opinions. Right now, they say allegedly, but everything I say, I'm going to stick to it until the media, until his wife, ex-wife, Allison Holker, and Hollywood comes clean with the truth. There is just so many wrongs with this story that we have to, for the sake of Stephen's family, his mother, who adores Ellen just as well, to seek some answers, because it's his mother is the reason why I'm doing extensive research on Twitch's life. She's the innocent one in this story. She didn't expect for her son to make it into a Hollywood circle just to lose his life. But again, when you reach a certain echelon, there are certain sacrifices. There are certain activities that you must do in order to keep that type of lifestyle. And unfortunately, Stephen was no different. So I want us to break down this most recent post that Ellen DeGeneres put out yesterday concerning Twitch's death. I'm going to break down everything that she's saying. It's only about a minute and a half that her post was. But if you look at this post, I want you to look at Entertainment Tonight, and I want you to look at TMZ. These are the two main entertainment outlets that has been covering Stephen's story. And they have been the voice that Ellen and his wife, Allison Holker, also uses TMZ for some reason to put out their statements as if they are the FBI themselves. That's suspect in itself, but I digress. So here is a recent post that Ellen put out, and we'll break it down.
I just wanted to say the past 11 days have been really tough for everyone. But to honor Twitch, I think the best thing that we can do is to laugh and hug each other. Ellen DeGeneres speaking on camera for the first time since the death of Stephen Twitch Boss. He was pure light, as everybody in the comments said. If you knew him, you knew that. If you didn't know him, you saw it.
She is like quite literally kind. And I think that's also why she resonates the way that she does for so long.
Ellen reflects on the tragic loss, telling fans how they can pay tribute this holiday season. Hey, everybody. Everyone is in pain and trying to make sense of it, and we never make sense of it.
Now I'm going to pause right there. This tragic event that we can never make sense of. I want you to resonate on this. Why is it that she's so clear that we will never make sense of Twitch's death? Again, they wanted to have an open and shut case. Hey, he committed suicide. Open and shut. There's no need to investigate. He was troubled. But this is where, when you look at this post, and I want you to look up the video. The recent post from Ellen, there is not one tear. There is not one tear coming from this woman's statement. And this is where we have to examine the real of what's happening. Know that this is Hollywood, where everyone says, God bless you, when they're receiving an award, when they worship Baphomet, who is the god of Hollywood. They don't worship the god that you and I serve. They have their own god, and it's called money and power. But when I listen to this two-minute post on her dedication on how she really felt. Again, not one tear fell on this pale face. That alone says a lot.
And the holidays are hard, I think, anyway. But to honor Twitch, I think the best thing that we can do is to laugh and hug each other and play games and dance and sing.
The best thing that we can do, she says, is to laugh, play games, and sing. It's called distraction. That's what they want us to do. Not ask any questions, not probe what really killed Twitch, but what Ellen and Hollywood goons like to do, they like to keep us dancing, laughing, hee-heeing, kee-keeing. Life is just a field of daffodils. It's carefree. Let's just honor him by laughing and singing. There ain't nothing funny here about this brother's death. Not a damn thing. So I'm sorry, Ellen, this holiday, we're not going to be distracted by laughing and singing. What we're going to do to honor Stephen's death is to find out what really happened, is to seek justice for our boy. Exclamation point. And we've only just begun. So as she continues to have a dry face and teary voice, something sits less every time a Hollywood person such as Ellen would come out and make any more statements. We don't need any more statements from Ellen, to be honest with you. We need her investigated. And that's real talk. Now, before Stephen's death, Stephen was actually shifting his energy and his mindset to the real issues. He was really black empowerment. And so there are many posts that he did before his death, but one that we're really going to look at is a heartfelt one, really focusing on police brutality. Now, how many black entertainers that you know right now, even NBA players, just anyone in the echelon of the million-dollar club, how many of these black entertainers that we know right now are focusing their money, their time, and their energy to black empowerment? I need Black Panthers to chime in on this one. Ty, MLB, National Chairman. How many black entertainers that we know right now that is using their time, their money, and energy to focus on black issues such as police brutality?
Black Power, Chief Justice, absolutely not one. Let's be real about it.
That's
right. And then it seems like every time something of this caliber even goes in that direction, it is shut down. Or you hear about it once or twice, and you never hear about it again.
That's right. That's right. And Colin Kaepernick may be probably one of the most prolific athletes that lost his football career simply because he refused to stand up for a racist national anthem. And that knee that he took, he got backlash. Up until recently, we got Kyrie Irving, right, who got close to 10,000 lashes from everybody in the Jewish, so-called Jewish community, just for posting something that tells you about who we really are as black people. So that tells you right there that that particular move that a million-dollar entertainer does will not be able to go through any type of black empowerment without any backlash. And so this was one of the few of the last posts that our brother Twitch stated. I want us to listen very carefully. And the words that he's saying, the mindset that he's in before his last days, this was really who he was.
I posted something yesterday about the Jacob Blake incident. that happened. You know, seen a video, you know, read things all about it. And just I posted it to raise awareness and also just to share an outrage, man. It's happening too much. And even my caption said, is this routine becoming familiar? The routine of posting about unarmed black folks being brutalized, and then following up with the hashtag justice for fill in the blank. And then in the comment section there, everybody goes, well, what about, Chris, don't post that, don't divide us like that. Don't put that narrative to it, I don't have to push the narrative. The narrative's already happening.
You hear that, black family? Just this post alone, he got a lot of backlash. Now, all these black empowerment fans that told him not to post stuff like that, I guarantee you not. The people that were telling him not to post and not to cause division, those, I can guarantee you, are the ones behind the scenes that made sure that people like Twitch does not use his power to help black anything. This man was standing up for what's right. But again, many people who understand the treatment that we as black people have been going through and want to do something about it, I can guarantee you, Twitch, after the Ellen show was over, during his You Think He Could Dance judgment, that he was going to use his platform, which he did, to raise awareness of police brutality. And that, my friend, was the biggest no-no when it comes to the Hollywood cabal. And the Hollywood cabal, if you don't know, C-A-B-A-L, Hollywood cabal is the one that runs Hollywood. And in the last hour, I'm going to share with you, and you will never, ever hear on any platform, whether it's podcast, radio, TV, that the families who run the cabal, I'm going to share with you tonight so you can be in the know. So I'm going to need you to get your pads and notebooks out and your pens out, because this is going to be some serious note-taking. So let's continue to hear our brother speak on the mic.
What was that? How do you feel about that?
That court, that tree, that blood of life, so glad.
And also, for everybody that answered the post, asking about, what about the 5-year-old that was killed by this person? You know, what happened to Cannon? That was awful. That was tragedy. And justice is being carried out on the person that did that. If I'm not mistaken, the person that committed that atrocity is arrested and charged with first-degree murder. We're still yelling about justice for Breonna Taylor, Ahmaud Arbery, George Floyd, Elijah McClain, Sandra Bland, Trayvon Martin, Samir Rice. You know, I'm Philando Castile. And countless others that are literally happening, it seems like, every other week. But y'all want to get in the comment section and be like, oh, well, what about this? Like, why is it like when we're raising awareness on something that's happening against human rights, rather than just, if you're going to leave a comment, saying, you know, yo, that is messed up. Man, that's messed up. You got to go, yeah, but what about, almost like you're trivializing. Like, it almost has this, like, this slight undertone, like you're a little tired hearing this narrative. Oh, imagine that. Imagine that. Get you tired of hearing that narrative. Imagine that.
And so if you want to hear the rest, you can go on his IG page and actually watch the whole entire video. But it's very, very telling. This brother was very conscious. So it's very rare that you have our million-dollar entertainers, especially our black ones, you know, to speak candidly on current issues. And so this was something that was sort of dangerous in the eyes of white Hollywood, of Jewish Hollywood, however you'd like to call it, the Hollywood that Kanye was talking about. And so it's very important that we, especially as Panthers, as any black empowerment group, to highlight this brother for who he was supposed to be. It's not his fault he went into Hollywood. Did we create a black Hollywood for our entertainers, our talented black brothers and sisters who are prolific in singing, acting, dancing? Tyler Perry is probably as close to as someone creating our own, but then again, he still has, you know, is working with the man. He's not completely cut off using all black everything. He still has to mix and do what he can, but he decided to create his own Hollywood and not take any more dirt from the cabal. And that is what our brother Twitch should have had an opportunity to be a part of. But there was no other outlet of it in Hollywood. And so Twitch, when you look at his name Twitch, he's the one that gave himself that name. But when you see how it's written, black family, do you think the capital W to spell out the word witch is by accident? No. Stephen didn't come up with that. It was Hollywood that wrote it out for him. He came up with the name, stating that his name came from a car that he had. I think it was a Toyota or something. It was like a hoopty, so to speak. And I guess because of his moves, the way that he moves a lot, that he earned the nickname Twitch. But black family, he didn't write the word Twitch with a lowercase T and a capital W. It was Hollywood that wrote it for him, and he just kept it. So I want us to be very mindful on esoteric symbolism. What that means is hidden in plain sight. Even though this brother was pure love, he still had to sign a contract to get where he was, period. There's no working around that. And that's why we cannot encourage our young people to go into Hollywood for any reason whatsoever. Nothing. If we haven't learned anything from Harvey Weinstein and the Me Too movement, that is never to put all your eggs in one basket, especially with white supremacists. So as we move forward in this investigation, one of the main things that struck out to me also was the day after Twitch died and our internet detectives started calling out the real issues of why they think our brother killed himself, sacrifice, here comes Rosie O'Donnell. Now, Rosie O'Donnell didn't even mess with Ellen. They had their own feud back in the day. And let me just bring up to speed why they had a feud back in the day. And this is, like I said, a lifestyle that we don't dabble in. But it's important to understand the concept of the relationship that a lot of these Hollywood entities have, especially when it deals with our brother.
Rosie, we got a question that I was interested in. Ryan B said, I loved your iconic Lebanese moment with Ellen DeGeneres on the Rosie O'Donnell Show, but why were you never a guest on Ellen's show during its 20-year run? Were you really never?
Never.
Did they not ask?
No.
Really?
No, like, we had a little bit of a weird thing, and after my show went off the air and hers was coming on the air, Larry King was on with Ellen, and he said, whatever happened to Rosie O'Donnell? Her show went down the tubes. She came out as a lesbian and disappeared. And Ellen said, and I'm quoting, I don't know, Rosie. We're not friends. And I was in bed with Kelly, and I went, did I just hear that, or was that like a hallucination auditory voice? And like, no, and that's what happened. And
okay, so just quickly, Ellen and Rosie, they didn't fuck with each other because, again, Ellen did not bring her on the show or show the support that Rosie did for her when she was so-called coming out in 1996. Now, no, this was very, very big back in the day. They never had an LGBTQ character come out. So Rosie, being in the same boat, decided to cover Ellen on that. So why would the day after our brother Twitch, I hate to say the word suicide, well, after he was killed, I'm just going to say it like it is. Why would Rosie be the first one to denounce the cabal that is the real center of Hollywood? So I want you to hear this out. This is what she put out immediately after Twitch was found dead.
This is bullshit. There's no, like, Hollywood cabal that's out killing people, and why the hell would they? What could he possibly have seen or known at the Ellen show? What, that she was not nice to her staff? Everyone knows that. Not a secret. There's no reason for Hollywood to kill this beautiful man. He was obviously suffering with mental health issues, and it's a big, big, big problem in the United States.
All right, so she wanted to quickly put that cabal stuff to rest. Oh, he had mental health issues, so they like to tell us. But when, again, you look at the stories and the details surrounding his death, why did nobody hear the gun? Why did he enroll in a motel with his real name, right? Why was his so-called phone on airplane mode, so they said? And, again, did anybody hear or see any details of the so-called suicide note that they said they found next to his body? A lot of questions. Black family, a lot of questions. But overall, we usually don't cover Hollywood anything. But for this particular issue, when it comes to black entertainers, it's very necessary that we be very transparent on what Hollywood really is and why we should not glorify it. Everyone that knew Steven, everyone said the same thing, whether they are devil worshipers or a child of God. He was a light to everyone. And because of that, they wanted to snuff him out. And that's the shame of it. We got to love each other and know enough to care about our brother and sister's demise, to care about issues that we may or may not know they're going through. That's why the selfishness needs to die. We have to be a team moving forward, because you don't know what somebody is really going through. But if everything is about me, and I, and what makes me happy, there is no need to be part of an organization at all. We have to have the spirit of togetherness. That means you got to care through your actions that you care about somebody. And that is what Twitch did, whether it was dancing was his forte, but he had so many other talents. He had so much more to give. But unfortunately, he had to give it to the oppressor because we were not there to offer this man a platform to show his love. And so what I'm hoping is that his teacher, I believe she was the one that inspired him so much. Her name is Tonia Stewart. Tonia Stewart is a university professor and a former dean of the College of Visual and Performing Arts in Alabama State University. So you may have seen her on the news once in the blue. It was her teaching that really gave Twitch and many other black entertainers a foot in the door, inspiration. And I'm hoping that we can get an interview with her after the holidays, because we want Twitch's legacy for someone like Tonia Stewart. And I'm sure she is working on something with his mom to build some sort of legacy for Twitch in Montgomery, Alabama. all the family members in Alabama definitely need to be in the forefront of how we honor this man, how we honor this man. And I'm just, you know, so flabbergasted of how good people are just losing their life on a daily basis. Unfortunately, the cabal, or the Illuminati, as they like to say, and the Illuminati, really, it simply means the enlightened ones. It's blood sacrifice. And we've heard that many, many times. This is real, black family. This is real. And Kanye West told us that. You know, he doesn't have clean hands, but he said, you know, my mom was sacrificed. He knew that. So that's why it's dangerous to want all this fame from an entity that will make you sacrifice your own family without a second thought. That is what that's the circle that our brother Stephen Boss was involved in. Even though he himself had not personally sacrificed anyone, he had to sign his name on the dotted line. With his blood, without his blood, I don't know. But he definitely had to sign a contract in order for him to even reach that status. And that's real talk, black family, real talk. So what I like to do, if there's any questions or calls, I'd like for National Iman to bring in some calls. And then in the last hour, as I stated before, I want to share with you some very, very special information and give you the actual names of the 13 families that not only run Hollywood, but they run the world. They run the world, and you will not find it anywhere other than Black Power Radio. So thank you for joining us on this Christmas Day. And for those who celebrate that pagan holiday, more power to you. But really, it's all power to the people. So every day is a holiday for us. So thank you for joining us right here on Black Power Radio.
Okay. Did you have something on your 3-1-2-1?
Yes, that is tomorrow. The 26th is the reparations update. So
okay.
We will not be bringing up any reparations news today. That'll be tomorrow, December 26th. So hopefully you can join us Monday. Same bat time, same bat channel, and we're going to give you the breakdown of what has been happening with reparations, the update, and the future schedule of reparations hearings coming up next month. Will be San Diego, January 27th and 28th.
Okay. Well, that's great news. Now, you had asked Brother Ty if he had something. I don't know if he responded or came off his mic. I want you all to remember to mute your phones and to press 1. Most of you are not pressing 1 when you come up. But, Brother Ty, did you have something to contribute to the facts and the story of the life and the times of Stephen Lauren, the Boss? Are you there, Brother Ty? He's still on with us. If not,
still on with us.
Okay, brother, did you have something to contribute to the life and times of Stephen Lauren, the Boss?
Now, all I gotta say, man, we've normalized when things happen, because this was the first time I even heard that something happened bad. So people ain't alarmed by it to even spread the information that something happened. And so today, this is my first time hearing about it. But it's sad, man, that we just allow things to happen and think it's normal. That's not normal. And we got to stop thinking that things are normal when it happens like that. We got to actually do something about it, like figure out what really happened and figure out what we need to do next time to keep them same things from happening. To answer her question earlier, do we know anybody that got money, that got a certain platform, or do we know anybody that's on that level, that's taking their time and energy and money and dedicating it to us? Yes, a couple people trying to do something, and that's what I'm saying. People that's really got the position, really got the power, really got the clout for people to watch them and follow them, they don't really take the time to, you know, use that power in the right kind of way like we need. We gotta start using our power. Everybody got power. We gotta figure out what our power is, and we gotta fully capacitate it. We gotta figure out what to do to get this momentum built up more. We gotta get it built up more, man. So, like I said earlier, everybody needs to figure out what they need to do. Constructive, criticize yourself and figure out what you need to do as a person. And then, yeah, we got to get these people that's in high positions to actually, you know, use their power in the right kind of way so we can reach more people. People that people are listening to, those are the ones that need to step it up and you know, do what they're supposed to be doing.
All right.
Thank y'all, Black Power.
Black Power, we thank you again for contributing here at Black Power Radio. Again, we go back to Black Lightning. Did you have something to contribute on the subject of the evening, the life and the times of Stephen Loren, the boss? Much we're going to cover tonight.
Yes, sir. I still see it as the jealousy of the white man of having a black man with his woe man. And we shouldn't be crossing those lines anyway. So, you know, like Sister Justice is saying, all these mysterious circumstances, they sweep it under the carpet very quickly, get it out of the limelight, because they most likely would know the truth, or in some cases maybe even drove them to it. You know, drove him to it, and he could very well be somebody. Made him a sacrifice. I think they're focusing on the Willie Lynch. On the Emmett Till syndrome, so to speak, saying that you know, even the father of Emmett Till, the same thing. As far as looking at a white woman and being executed for it. So now they're smarter in their execution. They can brainwash somebody into doing their stuff in, but I don't think that that's the case in this case. I think maybe a little foul play in mind because always someone found or nobody heard anything. And, even if you slam a door real hard in the hotel, somebody's going to hear it. So, and it'd be like, what
That's
was
right.
that? You know? So it's like, you're not going to have I've had some of the best silence. Well, I shouldn't say that. I said I have some good silences, not silences, suppressors. And believe me, you're still going to hear it on the range, you know? You might not need your earplugs as bad, but you're still going to hear it. So I'm just saying, with that factor in mind right there, another one of us taken out of the game, especially right when we're getting ready to do something. It's always when we're getting ready to do something, and they know the plan so well, they're like, oh, that's going to work. You know what I mean? And so we got to keep on them, people, and keep the family structure in place. A sister wouldn't let that happen, you know, if he was with a black woman, he would be at home, you know, not able to roam, you know. And then we have more pride in ourselves. And the family, you know, and like when your sons and daughters look at you and say, well, he never bowed down, never gave up, you know. So no oppressive form can stop us, you know. And as far as the pagan holiday, it says right there that they put up a tree, an evil tree. You know, and deck it with silver and gold. Say, don't be dismayed by heathen rituals, because those are heathen rituals. So we know the truth. And we're got to unveil what happened to Mr. Twitch Boss. Then again, if they keep on sweeping, just like they always do, sometimes they wouldn't have known about Ahmaud Arbery. If it hadn't been filmed, they was going to just shake their own little narrative at it and sweep it under cover and be done with it. That's why they weren't nailed right on the spot. That's why they weren't arrested right on the spot. So I'm just saying, we got to keep our eyes open so they don't take us out of the game, you know, one way or another. And then sometimes, another way, they try to use our emotions to take us up out of the game. So you never know. It could be an emotional quandary that he was going through, especially with having a white woman and then a white family, and they got all these white people around them, and you know they all call him the N-word behind his back, you know what I mean? Or maybe some of them bold enough to call him to his face and then smile like it's a joke, you know? So I don't like when they're too comfortable with that with us, you know, because they can't say they want, you know, I can say I'm one when I want to go there, you know. So Black Power and peace and love to all the family out there, and keep up the good work. Don't forget to contribute to 77 Bacon so that we can get on the road, and that's $77 Bacon. And put a little hashtag in there for the bus. I'm trying to get 15 grand up to get this bus. So put a hashtag in there, get that bus, and cut the check. Like Sister Switchblade said last week, show our ancestors some respect and cut our reparations check. Black Power.
Black Power. Uh-huh. Yep. Yes, go ahead.
All right. Here we go.
Hey, we thank our National Minister of Defense. Yes, ma'am.
Well, go ahead. I have a wrap up.
Okay. Well, those who want to say a closing word of spiritual guidance or advice, the floor is definitely open for that. And for all of you, note that there are few and far between of a melanated men that are on the suicide watch and those that are committing suicide. That number has only been increased by just the association and prolonged exposure to the opposition, number one. And we look at some of the parallels of Kobe Bryant, Michael Jackson, Prince, and we look at what is happening and what has happened with our brother Stephen Loren, the boss. We hope that you gain the benefits of this episode of Black Power Radio. Hope you'll continue to listen to us to gain knowledge and information and to get some unity, some black unity, and always put some lean green in the black machine. And know we'll be black here tomorrow with yet another episode on day one of Kwanzaa. We'll be talking about 3121 Assembly Bill for Reparations and the Study and the Task Force for Reparations, and we hope that you will join us again for Black Power Radio. Did you have any spiritual advice? Yes, go right in.
Yeah, so we want to finish with the breakdown of Stephen Twitch. One of the things I want people to look at is the last video. The last video that Twitch had dancing with Allison. If anyone could take a look at that video right quick, and tell me, what was Allison Holker wearing? The last dance that she had with Twitch before he died 2 days later. I need someone to look at that video and just tell me, what was Allison Holker wearing?
I think if you looked at it, it would certainly be of benefit to the vast listening audience and to yours truly, the host, to know what was she wearing and what is the significance of what she was wearing, and how do we tie that into his demise?
All right,
and
so she was wearing
of it all.
Yeah, so she was wearing so it looks like a trench coat, but the trench coat is more like a dance coat. But what was more significant is that it was a black and white checkered trench coat, black and white. Now, why is this significant? It's significant because black and white actually represents duality, like yin and yang in the Masonic world. Again, that solidifies the circle that Twitch was in. Masonic symbolism tells you exactly certain things that mean something to them. And the fact that she, and if you look at any of the past videos, she never really had a black and white type of checkered patterns. But in the Masonic temples, black and white checkered specifically had a significance. That's why the floors of a Masonic lodge usually is black and white checkers. It specifically is the yin and the yang. Now, both paths lead to the same end. And that is the belief that Freemasons have when it comes to black and white checkerboard. So I find it very significant that this dance, their last dance that they had, that she had on a Masonic sacrificial wardrobe specifically. And it could have been a red jacket. It could have been anything. But it was specifically black and white. And then 2 days later, our brother died. So that's one of the symbolism I want you to look at. Now, what I'm going to do, I'm going to wrap this up by reading to you the 13 families that actually means or runs the world when it comes to entertainment, when it comes to business, finance. These are the 13 families of the Illuminati. And this was actually put together by Mike Rothschild. Mike Rothschild, a relation of the Rothschild family, who also made this list as well. So we're going to talk with a capitalist. Let's see if I can lower this down. All right, so on top of the list that actually runs, and these families also have a portion of Hollywood. The Illuminati may have their, or the Enlightened Ones, might have their hooks in virtually every politician, business, and entertainer. But at the top, they are alleged only 13 bloodlines that control the cabal. And these are some of the wealthiest families in the world, connecting to wealth and power from Europe to China. So if a one world government does come to fruition, these 13 families will be on top of this pyramid world, controlling every aspect of the global police state. So the first family is the Astor family. The Astor family. They represent some of the wealthiest people in history, and their name stretches back to the 1720s. Their power and wealth is reflected in numerous landmarks in the New York area named after them. So you do have Astor facilities all throughout Manhattan, even some in Harlem, undercover. But the Astor, you won't really see their name in the forefront. It's usually hidden behind. So that's one of the notable families. One of the members include John Jacob Astor, who also perished in the Titanic. All right. The next family is the Bundy family. The Bundy family has an extensive ties to American politics and government. Several prominent members include the Skull and Bones fraternity. Harvey Hollister Bundy and his two sons, William and McGeorge, all had key roles in Skull and Bones. And who else joined Skull and Bones? We all know was the Bushes, the Bush family. George W. And his dad, big part of Skull and Bone. This includes members of the Bundy family, includes the CIA, Manhattan Project, and National Security as well. Council of Foreign Relations, that was founded by the Enlightened Ones. Now, the third family is the Collins family. This is one of the more secretive families of the Enlightened One bloodline. Little is known about their genealogy or history, but it is suspected that they wield enormous power in the cabal, which includes Hollywood. And they're originally from New England. So possible members is astronaut Michael Collins and actress Joan Collins, a very powerful family. Family number four is the DuPont family. This is one of the key families in the American industry. So if you know about DuPont, they're very big in industrial revolution, big part. They started back in Paris in the mid-1700s, and they have a massive real estate commercial holdings east, particularly in Delaware. So if you know about the DuPont University, that is for the namesake of the DuPont family, they do have a big connection to your current president, Joe Biden, and Delaware. And so they have major connections with the Bilderbergs and the Trilateral Commission. Now, family number five is the Freeman family. Freeman family. I doubt if Morgan Freeman's part of that, but he does share the same name. Freeman is another one of the mysterious and behind-the-scenes families. They're heavily involved in the Priory of Sion, a French fraternal organization, which is also is the French version of the Masonic Order. And so they are heavily in the pockets of the New Age Order and Hollywood as well. Family number six, you may recognize them very often, it is the Kennedy family, the Kennedy family. They are an American political dynasty stretching back generations. And we all know John F. Kennedy was a controlled president under the Illuminati. So his death was something orchestrated in that circle. And we all know several of Joseph Kennedy's children, Joseph Jr., John, Robert, and they all met tragic ends as well. So that family line was a little bit cursed, to say the least. Now we go to Asia. Family number seven is the Li family, L-I, the Li family. And it's one of the most common names in China, but it's hard to find a lot of information on the Li family. So they kept their they keep their history, their family history, very guarded. And so they're, they control majority of westernization of China when it comes to connections to U.S. and China. The Li family has a big stake in part of that as well. All right, family number eight is the Onassis family, And this is the Lord, they're Lord of the Greek shipping magnate. So if you know about Jacqueline Onassis, that became her family later on after she was involved with the Kennedys. That's her second husband, Aristotle Onassis. And he holds key positions. Her husband, Aristotle Onassis, holds key positions in the shipping magnate. So they're close to trillionaires, if anything. Very, very huge, important link to the European shipping links. Family number nine we have is the Reynolds family. The Reynolds family. And they are also involved in the Drug Administration, and they are highest ranking in the Freemasonry philanthropic line. So they are very, very heavy in philanthropy, as well as real estate. Next, number 10, we have is the Rockefeller family. Rockefeller family, one of the most powerful families in the world under the Rothschilds. They have to have extreme wealth and holdings in real estate, political connections as well. Jay-Z, of course, took that name Rockefeller to sound very astute for no reason at all. But they are heavy in the Council of Foreign Affairs as well, so they are extremely powerful. Then we have the Rothschild family. The Rothschild family is on top of this list, probably the most wealthiest family in the world, even if their wealth is so amassed that every one of them, every person in the world can receive about $1 million, and the Rothschilds will still surpass all of us. The sons of Mayor Amschel Rothschild established family banks in five key European countries, where they're said to have amassed enormous wealth. So one of their favorite slogans is like, They don't care who runs the country. They need to know who runs the banks, because the banks control, the finance controls each country. So they had made their key in the financial world. And a fun fact, you know, one of the Rothschilds in Paris, France, they are the ones that actually Haiti had financed the Bank of France. This is where the reparations from France is requested from Haiti to pay France for the freedom that Haiti received in 1804. That's why Haiti has become the poorest country in the nation, because the Rothschild banking system in France literally was financed from Haiti's revolt. So that's a fun fact right there. Now, the last two families we have is the Russell family. The Russell family is a so-called Christian restorationist. I don't even know how that even works together. But Charles T. Russell played a key role in founding the Bible student movement, or the Bible Belt, so to speak. Numerous religions emerged from the Russell families, like Jehovah's Witness as well, in the main, and Catholicism also was what Russell family has pushed. So they're basically a big family of religions. That's how they made most of their finances. And last but not least, of the 13 most powerful families in the world is the Van Dunn family, spelled V-A-N-D-U-Y-N. And they are also a family to be connected in New York City as one of the most prominent Dutch families in early America. They say to have links of U.S. government, wealth, and power in Western Europe, and black ops, mind control projects, just like M. Butterfly, carried out to extreme secrecy. And so M. Butterfly is also one of the mind control programs that they use in Hollywood. So these 13 families have a big part of Hollywood, big part of politics, religion, you name it. This is it. Nobody higher than them. So there you have it, Black family, the data concerning the cabal families that run the world. And now it's our time to take that over. So with that being said, that is Meals for the Day. Power to the people.
Power to the people. In the name of the Almighty God, the most beneficent, the most merciful, all praise is due to the Almighty God, the guardian, the evolver, the cherisher, and the sustainer of all of the worlds. The most beneficent, the most merciful, the most merciful benefactor, the most merciful redeemer. Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Most High. Guide us on the straight way, the way of those upon whom you have bestowed your favor, and those whose portion is not wrath, and those who go not astray. Truly, we have been unjust to ourselves, so we confess all of our faults. We ask you, the divine power, the almighty God of the worlds, to grant us your divine protection against all of our faults, for there's none that would grant us your divine protection against all of our faults except you. We ask you to remain, or to help us to remain, free from want, from what is besides thee. This is we are commanded, and we are the first of those to submit. We ask the peace and the blessings to be upon all of the worthy servants that were raised by the divine Allah, by the almighty God of the worlds, that came from Akhenaten, that came from amongst Adam, that came before Adam, all the way to this day. And we thank you, almighty God, for blessing us to have these few words to say at this particular episode of Black Power Radio. And we ask every heart to say together, Amen or Amen Ra. Let it be accepted by all men. And let almighty God, may the almighty God bless each and every one of you to have the most holiest and the happiest of holidays. And remember that whatever I said and whatever could be said, our beloved brother Marvin Gaye has said it best. Amen Ra. Ooh, 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 ooh.
love your mother, love your father, love your sister, love your brother, love your brother, love your mother, love your brother.
Don't go and talk about my father.
Moving, moving. Oh, 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 oh.
messed up or the one that got away? When we left for dead, yeah, the one we gotta say. Framed by the pigs way back in Jersey. The only thing you really free to do is serve. When you fight for your rights and you stand, watching for the man, pouring drugs in your land, guns in your hand. Yes, Mando, go Mattel, bro. Don't he open any letters, hit this window, go Mattel, bro. Whips and chains, whips and chains. Been around waiting for the shit to change. Your point finger's not acting, just complain. Started in fight, just strip the blame. Kids getting off for murder, nobody pushing it further. Bunch of lost sheep out here looking for a herder. Killed off our leaders, what the fuck you expect? Violence to be the only thing you respect. I watch news clips today. America had always got some shit to say. Terror breeds terror, just drop bombs. Some mothers and their kids, yeah, just today. But shit, I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. So Bobby cut my neck, so they wouldn't shoot their weapons. Seen his mama get the news, yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, playing whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, playing whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Crips and blood, crips and thugs. Nobody kill their brother, nigga, just because you created these conditions. Racism, segregation in LA. Fed kids on the schools with the hate. Chase the Panthers out the state. Whoa, one go inside a run. Tortured that woman in a cell. Broke her out of jail. Now you wanna spare propaganda, but we woke up. No more for you to sell. Devils go to hell. Fred Hampton, the inner city. Building unity with gangs. They working with him. CIA did everything they could to flood the hoods with heroin. At the same time, passed away our heroines. But I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Fred fell asleep inside his bed. Then they shot him dead, bottle in a sack. Yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, the American way. Plays whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, the American way. Plays whips and chains. Kill Sophie, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill King, kill X, kill Fred. She escaped, you put a bounty on her head. Poison water in the air and the food. We already dead, so what else we got to lose? Once we realize the power that we have as a people and put our minds together, we unite to defeat you. Question lies they teach you. No conform to authority, cause under uniforms, human born that bleed to. No justice, no peace, what the people say. The indigo's finna go rise and lead the way. 154 cops, but where's that for Trayvon, Grant Rice, Mike Brown, and Freddie Gray? I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Everybody know, now they wanna start
and
touch us about the revolution, yeah, it's about to start right now.
I have advocated, and I still advocate, revolutionary changes in the structure and in the principles that govern the United States. I advocate self-determination for my people and for all oppressed people inside the United States. I advocate an end to capitalist exploitation, the abolition of racist policies, the eradication of sexism, and the elimination of political repression. If that is a crime, then I am totally guilty.
Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way plays whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains. The American way plays whips and chains. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter.
We'll be right back.
Mrs. Jones, we got a thing We both know that it's wrong, but it's much too strong to let it go now. We gotta be extra careful that we don't build our hopes up too high. 'Cause she's got her own obligations, and so do I. Me and Mrs. Jones. We both know that it's wrong, but it's much too strong to let it go now. Well, it's time for us to believe it. It hurts so much, it hurts so much inside. Now she'll go her way, and I'll go mine. Tomorrow we'll meet the same place, the same time. Me and Mrs. Jones, Mrs. Jones, Mrs. Jones, Mrs. Jones. We've got a thing going on.
My father.